Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. iowacomputerrepair.com.
Hey, this is the segment we call Marketing for Business. Our goal in this segment is to give you as much information as we possibly can so that we can help you in your business market yourself better. And what? Yeah. Sell more of whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's a product or a service. And with us each and every week at this time is Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital.
Phil. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
This is the highlight of my week. Don't tell my wife that.
I will not. She's a very patient woman,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, I know.
Big news today, of course, was that MedFarm has picked Windsor Heights as the location for one of the dispensaries. That's pretty cool stuff.
I think it's a little bit ironic that it's right next to like a Come and Go where they can buy their snacks. Right?
But you're right. So there's all, and we had.
It's not that kind of dispensary.
No, it's not that. But we had Lucas Nelson from MedFarm on earlier broadcast talking about this. Yeah, it's a big deal. I wanted, before we get into Analytica, Cambridge Analytica and stuff, I wanted to ask you a question. And this is something that has really bothered me for a long time. Last week, we had a business guest on and talking about what it is that he does for his business. And, of course, after we finish these interviews, we always post them on Facebook and we post them on Twitter and we post them on LinkedIn. And we post them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sadly, sometimes, you know, our guests, we'll give them to them and we'll give directions. Okay, this is what you should do with this, you know, once you get it. And they don't do it. This guy not only shared his interview, he had friends share his interview.
Wow.
And within 48 hours, it had been downloaded like 1,200 times.
Are you trying to make me feel guilty here?
No, I'm just saying. See, that's why they call this stuff social media.
Mm.
If you get it, as the Des Moines Social Club used to say, or the Des Moines Social Media Club used to say, if you get it, share it.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do to get folks to understand that?
A lot of it, here's what I mean, maybe we can do a little bit of an infomercial for people.
Maybe
just
that's
a real basic, like, here's the link I have. You know, what you want to do is you want to put a couple lines of text above it, share the link itself out, make sure you do it on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you're even better than that, you can put the link in your bio on Instagram,
right,
and tell people in your Instagram stories and Instagram posts to go check out your link in your bio.
Yeah.
So let's do that. Let's
all
do
right.
it. Let's
all
do
right.
a
we
video.
Will do that.
We'll do a quick video, like a minute and a half. We could say, you put it here, you put it here, you put it here, and kind of hold people's hand. And then every time you send them a link, just say, look, this is what this guy did. Here's the case study, and this is how many people viewed it.
So, you know,
this is a free commercial for people. This is why people don't, you know, got to understand when they put themselves out here on your show, there are business people all over the metro. In fact, probably all over the country, friends of yours and all sorts of things. This is a free chance for them to actually get exposure.
Yeah. And if you utilize that exposure correctly, and share it,
mm-hmm,
and not just one day.
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing. You know, you can't just say one and done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a Twitter account, you ought to be able to share this with a regularity over the next month, for crying
right.
out loud.
Right. You can schedule it on Buffer or Hootsuite or any number of platforms that let you share your content.
I'm sorry. It's just one of my pet peeves.
I love it.
You know? Just people, this is yours. Utilize this.
Well, I post those all up on my website.
I know.
And so, you know, that's also a thing that once people realize that it's a tool for people to actually find you, because if they're Googling your name,
right,
you want the first couple things to show up to be high ranking links. So you want the first five or six links to come up to be really positive news, a really positive spin on what you do. So, hey, here's my interview on the Inside on Business, the News
Hour.
Exactly.
And how many businesses? We just had a guy in here. A guy in here. And we were talking about his business. And he said, you know, he said it was fortuitous that I met you in the parking lot and that we had this conversation, because I was just thinking, how in the world do I get earned media?
Mm.
How can I get media to pay attention to me? and like I met him, and and so he came out. So yeah. Anyway, I'm just
and it doesn't you know here's a guy too the mobile sharpening
right
guy. It's a perfect example of somebody that does everything from his phone. His entire life is in his phone. He does all his credit card transactions from his phone. He does his social sharing directly from his phone. Obviously, he takes incoming calls. What a world, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's pretty amazing and a great interview and neat business. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what you came in here fired up.
I am fired up.
You are and, fired up.
Well, and the reason is, look, I've been listening to our fine members of Congress and some decent folks, well-intentioned, that want to get a handle on data that obviously shouldn't be getting into the wrong hands.
Right.
And, you know, and basically what this is doing, what this Cambridge Analytica and Facebook sort of, you know, Steve Bannon sort of thing. I don't want to get political because it's not to me. It's that I don't think the vast majority of people that are using Facebook or any social platform, I'm talking LinkedIn, Twitter. I mean,
doesn't matter, whatever it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, duckduckgoose.com. I don't know. Is there? I don't want somebody to go there and find out it's a weird site. I don't know what that is. MySpace, right. Friendster. I mean, okay, so I don't want people to go to these sites thinking that these people aren't tracking every single movement they make within these sites. Now, if you're sort of the Ron Swanson type, you might want to take your computer and like throw it in the dumpster when you hear that, right? Because that's what most people want to rush to. But the fact is that every one of these sites does the exact same thing that Facebook was doing. There are some, you know, obviously there are some issues with this particular case,
right.
But people freaking out over it and saying that they're going to shut the site down and delete their page. I mean, look, wake up. Like, this stuff has been happening to you for
forever.
The last, yeah, since it's been open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is what I do every day. I take your data and I figure out a way to shoot you messages, Michael.
Right.
I know some certain characteristics about how I would target you with an ad. I know that you own dogs. If I really wanted to reach out to you and do an ad specifically for Michael Libby, hey, Michael Libby.
Check this dog.
I'm going to do that, actually. I'm going to do that this week and see if it comes out. Because one of your friends will tag you in it and be really social and viral.
Wouldn't
that be fun? Yeah. Anyway.
But not only that. When we talk about all this data that is being harvested, if you will, and this has been going on for so very long, for those folks who are sitting on their Facebook page, and maybe they were looking at B&H photography out of New York, which I do from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, that's a cool little thing.
Really,
got to
really
have
beautiful
that
photography.
You know, good stuff. And all of a sudden, on my Facebook page, up pops an ad for B&H Photo. Where do you think that came from? I mean, it's not magic. This is what happens.
Well, there is a little science to it. You know, B&H probably has a pixel on their site. You probably like their page. So once you like their page, they're going to get a little bit more data about what you like. So you're going to start seeing more photos type of pages in your feed. It's just how it is. And Facebook is not free. It is not a free platform. People want you to think that it's free, and there's absolutely nothing about it. And here's my favorite thing, too. Favorite thing is people deleting Facebook because of this thing and then using Instagram as an alternative. Which if you know.
It's the same thing.
Same company.
Yeah.
You know? They do. Yeah. So anyway.
It's struggling. Now, today we had a news story that this whole Facebook fiasco has entered the space of Canada.
Mm.
There was a company up there. It's called Aggregate IQ that developed a program to target Republican voters in the 2016 election. So it's not just Cambridge Analytica. This kind of stuff is going on all over the place. And if they're finding a way, that's the reason to do this. Is because as fewer and fewer people consume traditional media, they're looking for other ways to grab your attention.
Right, right. And this is not a Republican or Democratic issue.
No.
Trump happened to be an absolute master at manipulating the data in the key battleground states where people thought that he had absolutely no shot at winning,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so... But it's not like Hillary wasn't running Facebook ads. She had her own Facebook rep that was camped out in her office. So did Trump. Trump had their own Facebook employee camped out at their data center in San Antonio. Most people don't realize these things like happen. You know, he had 40,000 ads at one point running at the same time the week up before the election. These are all targeted directly at either voter suppression, keeping the vote down, or trying to get his crew out. It's the same thing that's happened in political campaigns forever.
Exactly. And one of the things I think that we look at this is, oh, this is a boogeyman, mm-hmm. because it's in a medium that we don't consider to be real media.
Right.
You know,
right.
this is my Facebook page. This is what mm-hmm. are you doing on my Facebook page? What are you doing harvesting my stuff? Well, for years, ladies and gentlemen, if you answered a Nielsen ratings survey for TV or mm-hmm. radio, mm-hmm. it's the same stuff. They know who's listening and who's watching, and they will then start to target to your demographic. If you're 18 to 24 and you're a female, this is what we're going to pitch you.
I mean, how old is the Gallup organization?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Decades and decades, yeah. And so this kind of stuff has been going on for a long time, and you're right, kind of getting freaked out about it.
But anyway, we you know, what I love about this world that we live in is that everything is open, but nobody really knows what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, everybody also, there's also the tendency for somebody to think about something in terms of a conspiracy.
Well,
and this is where I just get inflamed, because look, guys, I mean, I respect the fact that you don't know everything there is to know about the platform. Not everybody should. And also not everybody should have to worry about their data getting stolen and privacy issues and all that sort of thing. But, you know, I mean, you're on a free website. Obviously, they have a pretty decent stock. I'm going to do whatever I can to buy as much of it as I possibly can, because while everybody else is down on it, next week there happens to be a movie coming out called Ready Player One.
Oculus.
Great, great book by Ernest Klein. Highly recommended if you're a nerd like me. Even if you're not, I can't wait for the movie. It looks incredible, all because it is, I mean, for people that aren't aware, it's about it's set in the future, sort of a futuristic sort of thing where most people are using these sorts of headsets, and most of the entire world is hooked up in this sort of virtual world. Now, not to get too deep into it, but I know what's going to happen. Young people that are on spring break in other parts of the country are going to show up to watch this movie next week, and they're going to get enamored with this stuff. They're going to start buying Oculus. You're going to see, probably in the next 5 years or so, if you're a business that isn't paying attention to virtual reality or augmented reality, then you need to figure out what your strategy is going to be. You don't have to do it right now, but like, think about these things. I saw yesterday, and I almost sent you the link, pretty incredible. Friend of mine in California that is in the similar type of business that I am, he had he did an augmented reality live video. So it's a video of him, a cartoon character, with his arms flailing around and pointing to graphs in the background. I mean, really wild stuff. And like that really excited me. It was kind of like low end of what this thing is going to be. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that we can be whatever we want to be. We will be able to once we start implanting contact lenses in our eyes. Which, believe it or not, most people think they get weirded out by that stuff. But here we are spending the vast majority of our lives with a phone in our face.
Exactly right. Which also now does facial recognition.
Yeah, that's creepy to me. All this stuff is. Yeah.
It's such a creepy day. Some things aren't and some things
are.
Marketing for business, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about the rush to judgment on Facebook and what that really is. And then earlier we were talking about how important it is to share stuff when you, well, if you're going to be social in social media, you got to do that kind of thing. All right. Thanks, Phil.
Hey, it was fun.
I will post this, by the way.
Are you going to watch that movie?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I work all the time, man.
Sorry, I'll send you the pirated version.
There you go. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, for Lucas Nelson, who was in earlier talking about medical cannabis oil, And MedFarm, and they're going to be opening up a dispensary in Windsor Heights. That was kind of interesting. Also, Chad Hitzman from, his whole business is Tech Edge, or Edge Tech, rather. And he sharpens stuff. Cool stuff. And, of course, our own Phil K. James.
K, don't forget
James,
the K.
Don't forget the K. I know, your bridle hurt me. Yeah. Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. All right, we've got to go. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Mary Sayer happens to be the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. General manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Jeff Delvo, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Hey, be good to your fellow man. Good night.